Zhao Zhong heads out of the capital city of Lanzhou on a field trip. At 29, he's slightly scruffy and often sleep-deprived. His t-shirt has a drawing of a bear. It reads, "No hurt, no kill." We pass smokestacks, petrochemical plants, then farms, and ancient tractors. We stop for lunch. On one side of a bridge, a slaughterhouse drains blood and waste directly into a branch of the Yellow River. On the other side...
The other side of the bridge, people put the trash at the banks of the rivers. We try to tell the situation to the government.
China is the planet's biggest polluter and carbon dioxide emitter. This is not an easy place to be an environmentalist. And Gansu is dirty even by Chinese standards. It's remote, so few people took notice as heavy industry dumped tons of toxins here. But Zhao noticed.
You can go to Beijing, Shanghai, big cities, and a lot of very good, well-trained people are doing projects. But here in Gansu, very, very few people are doing this work. So you feel that you are very important. Nobody else can replace you.
Zhao's an engineer by training. He took a job at a nuclear facility in Gansu right out of college. He's also an outdoor enthusiast, and the pollution bothered him. So he started Gansu's first environmental group in his spare time, called Green Camel Bell. He visited schools to talk about recycling. Then something happened that changed his life.
In the vacation of 2007, together with another friend, we two go climb snow mountains.
Zhao went snow climbing with a friend in Tibet.
The snow is very, very heavy. I don't know it's a gap because they have a snow on the surface.
Zhao fell down a crevice in the ice. He fell three stories. He was roped to a buddy who broke his fall, but he couldn't pull Zhao out.
So he told me, okay, you stay there and I will get down the mountains to find somebody else to rescue you.
Zhao was stuck in the crevice for 33 hours.
Outside become dark and it's very silent outside. Nobody, nothing alive is around you. You are the only thing alive in the mountains. And I think a lot of things for my life, for my career, for my work, I think everything is not important. The only important thing is how many things you had lived for the world.
Zhao carved his name in the ice. He wanted to say Zhao was here. Rescuers eventually found Zhao. A few months later, he quit his job at the nuclear facility, and he threw himself full-time into environmental protection. He started new, more ambitious programs, including one to preserve grasslands in Tibet, and he made it his mission to travel up and down Gansu's fouled rivers with other volunteers, compiling data on the runoff from the heaviest polluters. Whenever possible, he spoke to factory owners face to face.
It's hard to get into the factories because they all know they are doing some bad things. They don't want others to know the truth.
The group uploaded their data to the China Water Pollution Map, run by the Institute of Public and Environmental Affairs, and they alerted villagers who were drinking unsafe river water. One foreign company made upgrades to its wastewater treatment system, but Zhao says it's an uphill battle. Since China's economic opening, growth has trumped all other concerns. Still, changes are afoot.
China is richer and richer. And when people become rich, they can think more things.
Zhao says the Chinese are taking stock of the huge environmental price they've paid to grow so fast. Zhao stops by another Green Camel Bell project. The NGO is helping farmers to grow a new kind of sunflower that will use less water than traditional crops and help protect the eroding soil. It may be his last visit for a while. Zhao has just decided to take a job as China director at a large international NGO, Pacific Environment. As he leaves, a woman pushes a bag of tomatoes into his hands. Then his car turns back onto the road. Zhao Zhong was here. This is Ruth Morris for DW in Gansu.